listening to Saturday Sunrise on WFIW 104.9 as well as AM 1390 and 103.3 FM and also online through our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and it's time now for another edition of Saturday Sunrise. As always, you can listen to past episodes of Saturday Sunrise by going online to our website at WFIWradio.com. Click on Bus and then click on Saturday Sunrise. You can listen to the interview that I did last week with Don K. Wood, who taught and coached at Fairfield Community High School for a number of years. As we talked about the genesis of how his love for basketball began as a small boy in Kentucky, especially right about Katy's, Kentucky, in that area, and how it's blossomed over the years, where Don has also served as an official. He still officiates a few games to this day. Well, I'm glad to have this guy. He's back on the show, and I've had him on a few times already, but it's always great to chat with him, and that is James Murphy, who is a licensed CPA, as Murph and I go way back for several years, and we're good friends. And James, I'm going to call you Murph from now on, because I'm used to calling you that, but you told me a few days ago that this is about the time of year for the W-2s to arrive, and you told me the last time I had you on is that tax season, it's like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Well, since we are just about closer to February, is the phoenix starting to rise?
Hey, Derek, yeah, thanks for letting me be on again this time. I can kind of give share some experiences with how tax season might be going. I don't think the phoenix is going to rise so much this time around. We've had a year's worth of experience with the new tax laws, and I think a lot of preparers are now that we've been through that, we know what to expect. We'll be able to provide more accurate advice, and we'll just be able to help out our clients that much better because we've been through it for a year, and so we kind of been accustomed to it. So I think this year should be better. There's not as much change. We're not expecting too many differences or anything like that. So I think we'll be okay.
Well, there are some who file their taxes shortly after they receive their W-2s, and you and I were talking off air that some wait till later on, some even get an extension. But what are the pros and cons of, you know, getting those taxes in early and even late?
Right, exactly. Probably the biggest con, of course, is you will get your money the sooner that you file, the sooner you get in that queue of being able to receive your refund. Of course, it depends also if you have certain types of credits. The IRS trying to decrease the amount of fraudulent refunds that's been sent out in the past. They will hold a refund for a certain amount of time based on certain types of credits. But if you think you have all your information in, then by all means, go and get it filed and get your refund in process. And then the flip side of that, if you perhaps you miss or you go and file thinking you have everything, but then you receive another tax form, well, then you might have to go back and amend your return, and then that takes more time, and you might end up having to pay back some of the refund that you received. So definitely get your money sooner, but at the same time, definitely try to make sure that you've got everything that you're going to receive. And if you're not sure, it might just be better to hold off for just another couple of weeks.
How important, you and I have talked about this before, but how important is organization when you're trying to gather up all the documents for taxes? Because I know it helps you guys out immensely, but for those who have to submit them, turn them in, I think being organized is a huge key of that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Especially when you're signing off on filing a tax return. Just knowing where that's going, which is the Internal Revenue Service, that should be a key factor. It's like, I want to make sure all my information is nice and neat and orderly as possible because I don't want to be, you know, estimating or guessing at something. So the more organized you are, probably the better off your information will be, and that's going to help you keep you out of trouble. If you're not really sure about what you need to be doing to be organized, you know, if you have like a business or something like that and how to keep track of your information, you know, definitely reach out to your tax preparer, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to give you some tips and some pointers about how to keep your information nice, neat, orderly, and certainly organized.
You are listening to Saturday Sunrise on WFINW AM and FM and online at WFINWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. James Murphy on the phone here with me this morning. We're talking about the tax season, which is going to be getting be ready to take effect here. Starting to see a little bit of the early signs of it, but like I said, it is arriving here soon. Hey, James, last year, actually, I take it back a couple of years ago, you know, you talked about the changes, and you know, 2 years ago was kind of a scramble for you and other licensed CPAs out there. But you know, we saw the Trump tax cuts, which went into effect, and you mentioned that any changes to this year. I know you said that there's not a whole lot of changes, but is there any of them that kind of stand out to you, maybe?
Right. Yeah, there really isn't very many significant differences from 18 to 19. Of course, the IRS always adjusts a few numbers, like the standard deduction. They'll raise that up to account for inflation. They change the mileage rate each year. I think the biggest thing I would think is for 2019, there's no more penalty for not having health insurance. And that's probably going to be a welcome statement to hear for several people. If you didn't have health insurance in the past and you got penalized for it, well, for 2019, you know, you're off the hook.
And, well, I tell you what, man, you know, 2019 was a year for the farmers who they would like to forget due to the amount of rain that fell and also the late harvest as well. And, of course, agriculture is a big economic engine here in this area and region. And for the farmers who are trying to get their taxes done during the off season before the planting and the spraying and going out there in the fields to harvest, is there any advice you have for them in regards to their taxes? Because I know there's farmers out there that like to maybe buy some new equipment while you know, the weather is still pretty much cold.
Yeah, exactly. I would say probably most farmers, they would have been talking to their tax preparers probably late November, early December. You know, if you need to buy something, you know, if you need some more expense, you need to get that in before the year ends. Of course, yeah, it definitely was a rough year for farmers. You know, if their income is low, maybe they've had grain that was stored up that they can go ahead and sell that so they can safely increase their income without it causing their tax bill to go up too much. You know, or at the same time, if they had too much grain stored up and had to sell it, even though it was a kind of a lackluster type of a farm year, maybe they needed to get some extra expenses in. So they start trying to gather their information up, at least try to get in late November, early December. That way, in case they do need to buy something or come up with some extra expenses to kind of get an idea of where they're at, that way their tax preparer can give them some pretty good advice. And at the same time, I'm sure they got crop insurance on their crops that they may have lost or that just did not turn out to the yield that they expected. So they'll at least still get some benefits from that.
And you know, when April arrives here, you and I were talking about this a little bit prior to going on air here, but when April arrives, especially, you know, in the days coming up, leading up to the 15th, especially the 14th, too, when you're crunching in the numbers and you're going fast and furious, what's the mentality like? Because I have never been in that situation. A lot of people haven't either. But I think for those who maybe have done taxes before in the past, and you can, they can probably relate to you when you say it. But I would imagine it's pretty much like a blur, isn't it?
You can definitely say that. It really depends depending on the type of year that goes. You know, if you got any new clients that come in. It really depends from prepare to prepare for us. It's been, the last couple of years have been pretty rough. You know, my boss and I would actually spend the entire night working. I'd run home, change my clothes, have some breakfast, and then I'll be back the next day. So it's definitely been an uphill battle, but we make sure that we put in the time to make sure our clients are filed on time, that, you know, that was, or if it's anything that becomes our fault, you know, we're willing to pay for any penalties because of that. Or at the same time, we get jealous of hearing some people, they'll close up right at noon on the 15th saying they're done and they take the rest of the day off. And we just get jealous.
I was going to say, that's like a delay for you guys.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's usually the best way to describe the 15th. our, you know, 14th, we're working really hard, all full cylinders, trying to get everything done and out on time. And then the 15th, after it's all over, it really feels like a student just getting out on summer break. It almost feels like just a weight lifts off your shoulders.
Yeah, well, I know that. Well, Murphy, just got a few more months left to go of that, and then you'll feel like a kid again, getting out of school for summer break.
Yeah.
Hey, is there anything else you want to mention at all? I know that, again, the W-2s should be coming out real soon for those who will receive them, whether you receive them in person, maybe by way of your employer, or maybe through the mail. Is there anything else you want to mention at all about, you know, getting those tax documents gathered up together and getting them sent over, and that way the CPAs can handle them?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the opening day for filing tax returns is will be on Monday, the 27th. So that is the day that the IRS will start accepting tax returns. And I do have a few points here that I'll just kind of fire off here that, you know, in case this may or may not apply to you, but you know, at least you'll have an idea for it. If you work in the education industry, if you're a teacher at a school, and you had expenses that you paid out of pocket that you used in the classroom, keep your receipts. You can use up to $250 of that as a deduction each year. Or if, you know, both the spouse, if both married couples are able to do that, then that's an extra $500 you can take off if both spend over $250 or more. If you're parents, if you paid for child care out of pocket, go get a statement from your child care provider, and you can possibly get a deduction for that. If you had health insurance from the marketplace, you'll make sure you will still need to file a return regardless. You'll get a Form 1095A, even though there's no more penalty. But if you did have health insurance due to the health insurance marketplace, which is still in place, you will still need to file a tax return. And I think I mentioned on this one last year, it might be beneficial for you to look into contributing to a traditional or Roth IRA. And you can contribute to an IRA up through April 15th and actually count it for the prior year, so which is a really good planning strategy if you need to cut down your adjusted gross income or even, you know, try to increase your refund a little bit. And also, even on the Illinois side, I'm just making sure that if you paid for real estate taxes on your main residence, make sure you get that to your tax preparer. You get a Illinois will give you a 5% credit on that. So that's just a few tips and pointers that I thought of when I was going through this. So I hope that helps somebody out.
All right. Well, Murph, I just want to gather your thoughts real quick in regards to the NBA. That's what we usually talk about toward the end. And it looks like really the NBA so far this year, there's been two teams that really stood out. We got Milwaukee over to the east, the L.A. Lakers over to the west, and seem like, you know, both teams having great seasons, and everybody else is trying to catch up. But at the same time, you know, the Lakers and the Bucks just keep on winning. Do you think the NBA Finals, I mean, you think it could come down to those two? I know the NBA Finals are some time away, but, I mean, when you look at the standings so far in the league, it kind of appears to be that way on paper here, and I think some people are kind of betting on that, but you never know. There's always that one team that could probably sneak into the finals, a team that you'll never finish first in the conference. Just want to know your thoughts about that.
Exactly. I think a lot of it might depend on injuries right now. The Bucks are pretty dominant in the East. The second team is the Miami Heat. They're 7 games back. So I think the Bucks are the clear winner there, as long as everybody can stay healthy, that they will take the East and end up in the finals. West, it's a little tougher competition. Of course, yeah, the Lakers are really rolling right now. But they've got a few other teams kind of nipping at their heels a little bit. The Jazz is in second. They're only 4 games back. Clippers are only 4.5 games back. And the Nuggets are up there as well. They're only 5 games back. So, you know, depending on how, again, if players can stay healthy or not, you know, if LeBron would get sick or he might pull a muscle or something and he can't play for a few games, who knows? Some of those teams might be right up there with the Lakers and give them contention for, you know, a possible championship. making it to the finals.
Yeah. Well, I said, well, definitely worth keeping an eye on right there. And James, as always, thank you very much for your time again, Murph, as always. And again, I know you're going to be busy crunching up the numbers for this upcoming tax season. But again, well, thank you for your time here this morning. Thank you for providing the tips and advice right here. And I'm sure folks that greatly appreciate as they're trying to get everything organized and put together. So as always, thank you very much for your time here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Again, thanks very much, Murph. And that was James Murphy, who is a local CPA, works for Lamont, Hardcastle & Company in Flora, joining me on the phone this morning, talking about taxes here as it is that time of year. And we'd like to remind you, every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted for your listening pleasure. Go online to our website, WFIWradio.com. Click on About Us, and then click on Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn. Have a great rest of the week and the weekend, and we'll see you all next week.